The Sith leader's voice was cultured, surprisingly pleasant.
"You are Grandmaster Luke Skywalker."
Luke nodded. "My son, Ben, our friend Dion Stad."
"I am Lord Bayoun Galan, the last man you will ever meet. Much admiration will be accorded me for killing Luke Skywalker, especially by the family of Lady Rhea, whom you slew."
Luke shook his head.
"No, you aren't. And no, it won't."
Lord Galan ignited his lightsaber. The clover-like growth on the meadow glowed red in its light. The other three Sith and the Jedi ignited theirs a split second afterward. Dion drew his twin blaster pistols. Luke and Galan hurtled together, green lightsaber blade crashing on red. A blow that would have thrown any two lesser Force users back half a dozen meters. But the two of them were unmoved. The female Sith beside Galan struck at Luke, but he merely adjusted the angle of his blade against Galan's to catch her attack. Luke kicked, forcing the woman back. She fell, rolling into a backward somersault and coming up on her feet. Ben hurtled toward the other Sith male. Luke, in his peripheral vision, saw his son stop short and reverse direction. The Sith man, lunging toward him, slipped off balance, and his lightsaber flew from his hand. Blaster fire flashed from Dion at the disarmed Sith. The Sith man caught the first bolt with his open hand, but still off balance, could not catch the second. It seared into his knee. The third took him in the shoulder, the fourth in the throat. The second Sith female leapt toward Dion. He retreated, an expert dodge that caused her to miss his left arm with her lightsaber. The blow cleaved through his left-hand blaster instead. The woman who'd supported Galan now ran at Ben. Galan struck at Luke. High, low, a series of subtle and sophisticated blows that would have bewildered any lesser duelist. He was good, Luke gave him that. He might have been a match for an expert swordmaster such as Kip or Kyle Katarn. He would have been too much for a comparatively diffident duelist such as Silgal or even Luke as he had been back at Single Station, at low ebb in physical and mental strength. But Luke, despite recent exertions, had had time to recover. He parried each of Galan's blows and his ripostes, his blade skittering off Galan's and thrusting now at the Sith Lord's face, now at shoulder or knee or torso, came increasingly close to touching flesh. Luke smiled at the man.